It's the 420 Drug War News. On July 3rd, my guest on Cultural Baggage was Eric Sterling, president of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation in Washington, D.C. And I played him this little clip from the ACLU's Nadine Strasser.
The war on drugs has warped judicial neutrality and constitutional law through judge-made drug exceptions to every precious constitutional right, including rights that would seem to have very little to do with drugs, such as the First Amendment's guarantee of religious liberty. So religious freedom remains one of the many constitutional rights that have become casualties of the war on drugs.
So I told Eric, I'm the High Reverend of the Church of God's Evident Truth, and we believe that marijuana is a sacrament. I wanted to get his take on the subject.
I've written a chapter that's been published in a book called Entheogens and the Future of Religion. Entheogens are compounds that help release the God within or to stimulate the God within. And the term is applied to very old compounds like peyote, which includes what the dominant society calls mescaline. Peyote has been used for as a religious sacrament since the year 600 by the Huichol people in Mexico, and since the 19th century has been used by Native American people in the United States. The Native American church in North America was incorporated about 1917, and peyote has been its sacrament. It's used now probably by about 250,000 Native Americans. Because the dominant society had classified mescaline and peyote as a drug, Indians were being prosecuted for their use of peyote in their worship. Now, there is no peyote drug abuse problem. There's no peyote drive-by shootings in Houston or in Chicago. There are no kids hanging out, you know, getting high on peyote, a drug abuse problem like many of the other refined drugs. But it was lumped together, and Indians were being persecuted. And in 1990, I helped organize in my office the Native American Religious Freedom Project. We had three sacred fireplaces were held in Greenbelt Park.
One result of Eric's efforts was the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act, which allowed Indians in America to do peyote just like anyone can do in Canada. Please be sure to join us this coming Tuesday at 6:30 on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Congressman Ron Paul. We'll talk about the federal government's bully tactics in state and local elections and the medical marijuana laws. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.